Hello, I'm Aaron Montes. This is KTEP News. El Paso Congresswoman Veronica Escobar said she is not confident the federal government will avoid a shutdown tonight. With House Republicans mostly out of D.C. and the Senate at odds between party lines over funding the government, Escobar said federal employees should be prepared for the shutdown. During a press conference, Escobar said Democrats are calling on Republicans to protect enhanced Affordable Care Act premium tax credits for their support to fund the government, and to ensure guarantees that funding approved by Congress cannot be withheld by the White House. Escobar said officials do not expect disruptions at the border or airports if there is a shutdown, but an estimated 18,000 federal employees in El Paso would not be paid for their work until the government would reopen. And Houston Public Media's Andrew Schneider reports on what a government shutdown could mean for veterans across the region and throughout the state.
Under the shutdown contingency plan outlined by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, VA medical centers, outpatient clinics, and vet centers will remain open. VA benefits will continue to be processed and delivered. Call centers, including the Veterans Crisis Line, will continue to operate, as will suicide prevention programs and homelessness services. But the department will cease providing transition program assistance and career counseling, and VA benefits regional offices will close. Texas is home to roughly 1.5 million veterans, with more than 300,000 in the Houston area alone. I'm Andrew Schneider in Houston.
And a major test of Texas's new congressional map begins on Wednesday. A panel of three federal judges will open a 10-day hearing in El Paso on whether the state's new gerrymandered redistricting plan is constitutional. Texas Public Radio's David Martin Davies has more.
Civil rights groups argue the new map intentionally dilutes the voting strength of Black and Latino Texans by dismantling several majority-minority districts in Houston, Dallas-Fort Worth, and South Texas. Experts from UCLA will testify that the new lines make it statistically impossible for minority communities to elect candidates of their choice. State officials insist the changes were motivated by politics and not race, a critical distinction, since partisan gerrymanders are allowed under federal law, while racial ones are not. At stake are as many as 5 congressional seats that were redrawn to boost Republicans. That's enough to help decide which party controls Congress in next year's midterms. If the court blocks the President Trump-ordered map, Texas may be forced to revert to its previous districts as candidate filing deadlines for the 2026 election quickly approach. I'm David Martin Davies in San Antonio.
And Sun Metro will hold public meetings starting next week on an overhaul of its bus routes. Under an initiative called Sun Metro Rising, the public transportation agency will make changes to routes at the recommendation of a comprehensive study of the city's transit system. Under the plan, 48 of Sun Metro's 52 routes will see major changes except for 4 Brio lines that may see changes to start and end times. The first public meeting will be held next Monday, October 6th, at the Downtown Transit Center between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. In other news, new data finds the number of individuals with criminal convictions detained by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement has dropped amid rising total detentions. TPR's Maria Navarro has the details.
Data analyzed by the Transactional Records Access Clearinghouse finds ICE held just under 60,000 people in detention facilities as of mid-September. 71% of those individuals have no criminal convictions. Many of those convicted committed minor offenses, including traffic violations. The Trump administration has said it would target violent criminals as part of ongoing increased immigration enforcement efforts. Track also finds immigration arrests, detentions, and removals are all up. I'm Maria Navarro in San Antonio.
And the Texas Education Agency says it's received more than 350 complaints against teachers and staff for comments made after the killing of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. As the Texas Newsroom's Lucio Vasquez reports, some educators have already been fired.
Texas education officials say the 351 complaints do not represent separate educators and that all complaints are still under review. But some school districts have already acted on their own. Teachers in Houston, Dallas, Midland, and elsewhere in the state have already been fired. They all reportedly made comments about the assassination of Charlie Kirk earlier this month. College students are also facing disciplinary actions. Students at Texas Tech and Texas State are no longer enrolled after mocking Kirk's death on campus. I'm Lucille Vasquez in Houston.
Thank you for listening. For KTEP News, I'm Aaron Montes.